Tefillah is always an important thing, but certainly at times of trouble, you know, when better to work on our kavanah b'tefillah. What do we expect? What kind of kavanah do we expect a person to have during tefillah? And what is the halacha if a person does not have this kavanah? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Sarichas exactly what kavanah we expect you to have. First of all, a person has to have in mind the perush hamilos shemotzi b'sfasav. The words that you say, you have to be thinking about what they mean. You have to be paying attention to what you're saying as you daven. Number one. Number two, he says, V'yachshov kilu shchina kinegdo. A person davens, and especially Shmona Esrei, he has to have in mind that he's standing in front of the Shechina. He's talking to the king. He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the second element that goes into Kavanah during Tefillah. So paying attention to what we're saying, and having in mind that we're speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is the halacha if I do not have kavanah? So that is, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Aleph, that a person has to have kavanah, obviously, for the entire Shmona Esrei. But if a person does not, so if he at least had kavanah in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, then he's yotzei. If he did not have kavanah for at least the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, he's not even yotzei, he's chiyuv to daven. So this is something which is very, very critical. What does it mean to have kavanah in the first bracha of Shmona Esrei? The Mishnah Berurah writes, kavanah for the perush hamilim, to understand the words, to think about the words that you're saying. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik famously writes that the other kavanah that you're standing and talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'akev for the entire Shmona Esrei. If a person doesn't really know that he's talking to anybody, so that's not even called tefillah at all. That's nothing. But the perush hamilim, to know what we're saying, to pay attention to what we're saying, that is ma'akev for the first bracha of Shmona Esrei. So this is of critical importance that we, first of all, understand what the words mean. And second of all, learn to pay attention as we say those words. What does it mean that you're not yotzei if you're not paying attention to what you're saying in the first bracha? So I saw the name of Yaakov Kamenetsky. Even if a person misses anything in the first bracha, any phrase, any word in the first bracha, finished. You're not yotzei, and that is very, very difficult. That means a lot of people are not yotzei very often. I saw suggested in the Halicha Shlomo, in the name of someone, that as long as at least at some point in the bracha you have in mind that you're saying the bracha of Avos, so at least, all right, at least you get by, you squeak by with that. So obviously, our goal should be to, not just our goal, but this is very, very important, to have in mind, to pay attention to what we're saying for the entire first bracha of Shmona Esrei, at least. The Mishnah Berurah writes, let's say you're at the end of the first bracha, and you realize you just blanked out, so he says, go back. Go back to Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and say again, this time with kavanah, because if you finished that first bracha and you didn't have kavanah, you're not yotzei. Let's say I didn't have kavanah, I didn't have kavanah for the first bracha, and now I'm past the first bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you daven without kavanah in the first bracha Shmona Esrei, you're not yotzei, and you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. The Ramah says we're not knowing this nowadays because we assume you're probably not going to have kavanah the second time either. We don't have much confidence. If you mess up the first time, why do we assume you're going to get it right the second time? So we do not repeat Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a fascinating discussion here in the Beir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah writes, okay, that's if you already finished Shmona Esrei, but let's say you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, let's say you're in Atzag Yibor, and you didn't have Kavanah for the first bracha, so you're not Yotzei. So we're not going to make you go back and repeat it again, but in general, but can you continue Shmona Esrei? You're not Yotzei. Every bracha you're saying is a bracha levatala. So he says, really, at that point, you should repeat, definitely in that case. Or at least, what he recommends is to wait for Chazar Sashatz, pay attention to Chazar Sashatz for everything until what you're up to, and then you can continue. This is not the common minhag. The common minhag does not follow this recommendation of the Mishnah Berurah, and I've seen in several later poskim, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Stipler, Yaakov Kamenetsky, they all say, we don't hold like this Mishnah Berurah. It's true that you're not Yotzei, but it doesn't mean that it's brachos levatala and you can't continue with the rest of Shmona Esrei. When we say that you're not Yotzei without kavanah, that means you're not Yotzei yuchiyuv to daven shachris or mincha or marit. But it doesn't mean it's not a tefillah at all. It does have the status of a tefillah, and therefore it's not brachos levatala to continue saying it. If you would know that the guy over there does not have kavanah in the first bracha, you still can't walk in front of him as he's davening Shmona Esrei. It is called a Shmona Esrei. It's just that you're not Yotzei. You're chiyuv to daven. So let's say that you do realize in the middle of Shmona Esrei that you didn't have kavanah for the first bracha. So Shlomo Zalman writes, there's a couple of things you can do in that not great situation. One thing is you can stop what you're saying and think about what you said already. So So it's not great. It's not like paying attention as you're saying the words, but at least your kavana later can fill in and go back and combine with the words that you said earlier. And in addition, there were some Rishonim who understood that it's not the first bracha Shemoneh Esrei that's makev, or at least not just the first bracha that is essential, but it's also modim, or maybe specifically modim. So if you're not up to modim yet, you can have kavana during modim, and that might help the situation as well. And in general, certainly, among the top brachas on our list, top kavana for, in addition to that first bracha, would be modim. So hopefully we'll, with this in mind, we will train ourselves to have great kavana during the entire Shemoneh Esrei, but specifically for the first bracha for every single word. Have a wonderful day.